Are you even aware of your thought patterns? Do you recognize when you are being particularly negative? Do you currently try to change your thought process? The good news is that we can learn to train our brains. We can teach it to go for more positive thoughts instead of looking for the negative. We have up to 60,000 thoughts a day. Isn't that incredible? But how many of these thoughts are serving us and how many are dragging us down? Apparently, the majority of these thoughts are negative, and almost all of these thoughts are ones we had the previous day. If we have the same thoughts each day, where is the scope for change and growth? Imagine that we could step away from the norm. Wouldn't it be great if we could shed some repetitive thoughts and make space for new ideas? We are taught that things outside of us create our feelings. If we have the perfect relationship, the perfect weight, or make a lot of money, we will be happy. If people treat us the way we want, we feel respected. If people show love the way we expect, then that is how we feel loved. To feel better, we must change the people around us, or change our circumstances. But we are not taught the truth. The truth is that external circumstances don't cause our feelings. Our thoughts about them do. It is not just semantics. Knowing this can change everything. Knowing this means we are responsible for all of the feelings we feel. But knowing this also means we have the power to think and feel exactly as we want. Knowing this is like winning life's lottery. It is the secret to well-being. The greatest power we ever got is the power of our thoughts. There is an intelligence inside us that can elevate our lives to the highest level. We have been created to live our life in freedom, health, and wealth. If our life doesn't look like that, it means we block ourselves with our thoughts. Our thoughts are very powerful instruments that we use to either create happiness and wealth or sickness and poverty. If your life doesn't look like what you're dreaming of, it means you have thoughts that go against you. Your thoughts create your life. If you want to change your life, first change your thoughts. You can choose your thoughts. Nobody in the world can put a thought in your head without your permission. Your mind belongs to you. It's your job to control your thoughts. You are the master of your head. You are the guardian of your thoughts. You can change them. Choose those thoughts that will bring you the results you want. Never think about something you don't want to happen. Never think a thought you don't want to become true. It means, don't think anything negative about yourself if you don't want this thought to become real. If you don't want to be stupid, stop thinking you are. If you don't want to be fat, stop rehearsing in your head how fat you are now. If you don't want to lose your boyfriend or girlfriend, stop thinking about this possibility. Instead of these destructive thoughts, choose thoughts that reinforce you. Choose to think how intelligent you are. Choose to think how beautiful you are, and you will shine like a star. Choose to think you are loved, and you will. It's in your hands. Or better, it's in your head. How you will feel and act depends on what you think. Every action and emotion are preceded by a thought. You can choose thoughts that block you or even paralyze you. Once you've learned how to become the master of your thoughts, you become the master of your life. If checking your thoughts seems too difficult for now, you can start watching your mouth. Never let come out of your mouth something you don't want to happen. Never wish bad luck to anyone if you don't want this to realize. Watch your mouth, watch your words, watch your thoughts, and become the creator of your own life. Your life does not depend on others. It depends on your own ability to master your thoughts.